When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Michael. Before we get started, wanted to introduce you to the Union GK Premium. With Premium, you'll get vetted pro players and coaches, interactive breakdown sessions, and exclusive content from top names. Want to try it free for 30 days? Go to unionsports.com/content/join or download the app free at the Union GK on Apple or Google Play stores. Thanks for making the Union possible, and on with the show. Welcome to a very special Inside the 18. I'm Michael Magid, live from Camp Shutout in lovely Stevens Point, Wisconsin. With me, no 99 World Cup winner Saskia Weber, because she's too busy doing important stuff for Paramount Plus and CBS and this whole Women's World Cup thing that's apparently going on right now. But we're going to something a lot more important today over at Camp Shutout. We're going to be doing a superhero goalkeeper draft. And this is going to be a lot of fun. And to join me to do this, we asked some of the senior staff, are you guys down to do this? They said, absolutely not. They said, talk to the staff assistants. So we got an entire group of staff assistants that are joining us right here. Why don't we just start from the left and everybody introduce themselves?
Oh, you got a microphone. Why am I handing you a microphone?
Yeah, you have your own microphone.
Hi, everybody. My name's Alex. I'm a staff assistant. So you guys might have me. If you don't, you'll come to find me. So, hi.
I love how vague that was, too. I'm Alex. I'm a staff assistant. This is literally going out to the entire world.
Okay, guys.
Give us a little background on yourself. Like, what are you doing?
Let me restart.
If you don't have me, you will find me.
Yeah, and I quote.
Oh, I will find you.
So, my name is Alex. I'm from the Chicagoland area. I played at Soccer's FC Chicago, and I played at FC United for my club teams. And I played at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on the women's soccer team.
I love the way you said that. You're like, and I played at, where did I play again?
Yeah, I'm intimidated.
There's a lot going on. All right, and then next to me.
Hi, my name's Jude. Sorry, I really don't have a voice, and it's only day two right now.
Do you want to just yell into it?
I'm from Milwaukee. I'll be a sophomore at the University of Whitewater. And this is my first year as a staff assistant shutout, so very exciting.
Awesome. Continuing on down this lovely panel. It's like Comic-Con here, guys, only no strike taking place.
My name is Cece Villa. I'm going to be a junior at University of Nebraska-Lincoln this fall. Go Big Red. And I'm from the Des Moines, Iowa area. And, yeah, that's about me.
Wow. Very, 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 very short and succinct. Clear, concise, and direct, like your communication. I love
it. You're not gonna come and find the kids, Cece.
We're gonna have a returning guest onto the show right here.
pull up a chair.
Come on. Fran Faraci.
Hey,
joining us, Fran Faraci. But before that, Aiden, why don't you introduce yourself, dude?
Hello, I'm Aiden Montour. I'm outside of the Madison, Wisconsin area. I played my club at SU Waukesha, now called SU Wave, and I am going to be a senior at the University of Evansville.
Wow, look
Roll
at
aces.
Oh, so yeah. Wait, so Tony's your coach?
Yes, he is.
What's that like?
The Tony Anderson.
Like you were coach, yeah. So
wow.
He just came halfway through the spring. It's a little bit of a awkward thing because we know each other, but
yeah. Aiden, why don't you talk into the microphone as opposed to into the ether? Just a good idea.
Sorry. Yeah. Tony Anderson's my coach. Tony, for listening. I hate you, but I love you at the same time.
And he will come.
And yeah, he'll come and find me.
So not everybody here's a sports media journalism major like Fran
over here.
Knowing how to use a microphone. I love the fact. By the way, I've had like MLS coaches on the show before, and like when we're doing it live and everything, and they're just like,
yeah. So anyway, it's like,
dude, has you guys are like, I'm sure you've had interviews been done before with you whatsoever, but I guess people don't interview goalkeeper coaches, whatever, except for us. That's what happens. All right, guys, like I was saying, is today we're going to be doing this, this goalkeeper superhero draft. It's going to be a snake draft. I'm going to show the rules in a few seconds right here. But first off, if you guys are watching right now around the world and you have no idea what I'm talking about, camp shutout, staff assistants, don't understand this world at all. I spent a night in their world last night, and I'm not going to lie. I think I'm a different person for it.
There we go,
yes. Yes. Definitely an experience unlike anything I've ever experienced before in my life. A lot of candy canes, plastic candy canes for some reason involved. A lot of kickball and a game I will not pronounce on the air right here. Who wants to talk a little bit about what it's like to be a staff assistant at Camp Shutout though first? Anybody? Then go. Do it.
So this is my second year as a staff assistant, and I've been coming to Camp Shoutout since 2017. And actually, Cece has been my oldest friend here at this camp. Sorry, I can speak a little bit louder.
That's okay.
So Cece's been with me since the very beginning of when I came to camp, and I kind of went through the process of being a camper. And my sophomore year, I was asked to be a staff assistant, which was a responsibility I thought I could handle. And if you're a staff assistant, you come to find that there's more than you think that comes with this job. You sleep minimal, you have a lot of fun, and you coach a lot of kids. And if anyone else wants to,
you learn a lot of names.
Oh, hold on. Are there more staff assistants than goalkeepers at this camp, I believe? Because there's four. I know that, but I mean there's a lot of staff assistants, I'm not gonna lie. Like there's
25.
I thought it was like 50.
I heard 29 staff assistants.
29 staff assistants. That's incredible.
Doesn't include staff. It doesn't include staff. But there's 400 campers, so
400 campers.
And growing.
And growing,
guys.
By the way, guys, these stands raise up if you want to, like, instead of having to like peer down like that. Or just hold it.
Crap.
I might just hold it.
Okay.
I don't do podcasts. So.
You don't do podcast. All right, guys. We're gonna get into this right now here. So I'm gonna do something very fancy right here. We're gonna start doing some graphics here. Oh, oh yeah, I know. It gets pretty legit right here. So let's see here. Opening this up right here. Let's see if this pops up onto the screen here. We really know what we're doing on this podcast, I'm not gonna lie.
We stay winning.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Look at that. Look at those graphics right there. So, guys, again, this is superhero goalkeeper draft. It says 3:30 p.m. Central Time. That has been changed. I don't know if you guys know this a lot about Camp Shutout. Things can change on the fly, can't they, Alex?
Oh, all of the time. You have to stay on your toes, whether you have slept 1 hour or are lucky enough to get 5. Be prepared at all times.
Oh, my God. Are you talking like a TV now?
Because I lost my voice.
She lost her voice.
You must be prepared. Hold on.
Fran's on her phone right now.
No, I'm thinking about my superhero. I swear to God, I'm texting my friend.
Cece, do you have your thing open? Yeah, who had their thing open with the comments? Let's see if any of the youth goalkeepers are actually watching this right now. And no one has posted anything. That's fun.
Guys, if you have comments, feel free to comment.
Comments, questions, or concerns.
If you want me to stop talking, I can stop talking too. No worries.
We won't answer anything.
Oh, okay. Wait, before we start, we have the lovely lady to my left.
Okay.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, we never talked about you. Well, you were on the show like yesterday, though.
But yes.
That's true. They didn't watch the show yesterday. You're right.
Okay. My name and what school I went to?
Sure.
Okay. My name's Francesca Bracci.
Driver's license, ID, you know, all that registration.
And at the end, you got to say that you're
going okay.
Wait, what? No, I can't say
it.
My name's Francesca Ferracci. I just graduated from the University of Florida, and I played college soccer there for 4 years. So,
by the way, shout out to Elijah. Elijah's watching right now. Elijah is here! Point. Elijah, if you're continuing on. So we found the one young goalkeeper at camp that actually cares about superheroes the way we do. So guys, these are the rules. This is the rules that's going to happen right now here. I'm going to throw these up so everyone can see. It's going to be very, very specific here. 4 rounds, okay? I'm going to be choosing a starter, a backup, a developmental, and an academy goalkeeper. Okay. Any character from nerd fandom is eligible. It doesn't have to be DC. It doesn't have to be Marvel. However, if two or more people disagree, that this character qualifies as part of fandom, you have to pick again. Okay. So also for your academy, younger versions of established characters don't count as academy. Wait, you can't be like young Superman. Like you just can't, you can't do that. If somebody already picked Superman, you can't do young Superman as your academy.
But let's think about this. Mini Luigi and Luigi are two different people. So.
True.
See, but now we're getting into multiversal type variants.
I'm not trying to pick them. Well, I'm just merely pointing out that like one's baby.
Yeah, all of Marvel.
All of Marvel.
Because we all know.
You're going to use that word.
They're not superheroes. I'm not arguing they're superheroes.
Yes, you're right. Alternate timelines count. Prime. So it doesn't have to be prime timeline. Alternate timelines count. Alternate universes count. I personally like the prime Earth. That's me. That's the direction I go. Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. All right. And then also the winner will be featured during their college season if they're a player. If not, the winner will choose their prize with a value of up to $150 from the union. The winner, if they are in school right now, is probably going, I want $150. You will get a cash prize as well too. But as much as we want to, you know, feature, let's say Fran wins, for instance, her sitting on her couch wondering what she's going to do with the rest of her life, where, you know, we'll probably go a different direction with that. All right. Random generator right here to pick the order right here. So this is for the first pick or should we do
drum
it? All,
roll, please.
Should we go five? Should we go five down or how should we do it? Should we go the first
let's
pick?
Do that.
Okay, we'll do five down. Okay. So
what does that mean?
So the fifth pick is going to go to.
Oh. Okay. This will be the one time I get selected first.
Okay.
No.
We're safe.
No!
Oh! Oh, Fran will be picking fifth. She is the winner, everybody. Look at this.
I have never, ever in my life spun a wheel and gone from five to one rather than one to five. If you disagree with that, please let me know.
All right. All right. Next up. Next.
Never
up,
have I ever done that.
Next up picking will be going. This is very exciting for everyone who's listening to audio.
Yeah. Well, if anyone takes Spider-Man, I'm going
to
kill them.
This is why you need to watch the video, guys. Just watch the video. And the winner is... CC,
it could be worse.
I was going to say, it's not ideal, but at least I'm not five.
It could be worse.
Yeah. At least you're not five. All right. Now we're going to the lottery, guys. The top three. Picking third is... No,
does that mean I move to third?
No.
Great question.
If I get picked twice, does that mean I'm second?
No, that means I move you out of the thing. There we go.
And Fran.
And you're right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. All right, here we go. This is very exciting. It's like Wheel of Fortune. Alex!
Anything to say?
All right.
Good luck.
Well, good luck to everybody.
I love these fireworks, by the way. Shout out to wheelofnames.com. You've done a very good job with this here. All right. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. The top two.
Jude
here we go.
Wants that first place.
All right. And it is Monty. There are so many comments in here right now.
Are there really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's a lot of people. Monty!
Oh, I bet you people are saying that it should never go
Taylor
five.
Swift. Well,
people asked what our favorite Taylor Swift song is.
And
By process of
elimination, Shishu said she was going to win this thing. Jude gets to pick first.
Guys, we don't like arrogance here.
Wait, someone asked a question in the group.
Okay, what did they ask?
They said, what is their favorite Taylor Swift song?
Okay, for who?
Everyone.
That's definitely for me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
it is, let's be real.
Okay.
Today, the song is King of My Heart, but my favorite Taylor Swift song is probably Cornelia Street or New Romantics or This Is Me Trying or The One. So there's like four to five. Or Enchanted.
So it's a whole place.
Okay. So that's my top five.
Okay, are we going to ask every staff assistant?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. What other are there any other comments that are pertinent to superheroes?
No.
And by the way, who said that? Who's the handle?
BeHog1922.
It's Bella. It's Bella. My fellow Swifty.
All right. I love it. Yeah, guys, shout out who you are.
Like, those picks are perfect, friend.
Thank you.
With if you're right now in the comment section, guys, say who you are, and then also what school you represent. Whether if you're a coach, what school you're either coaching at or playing at, and if you're a young goalkeeper, not a camper, a young goalkeeper, where you currently play. All right, should we get this going with the first pick?
Let's do it.
All right,
Hold on. I'm going to put in the draft tracker here. This is very – yeah, yeah. Let's do this here. Okay, so we're going to create this banner here. Okay. Draft order here. Hold on.
Wait, does this mean in the second round I get to go first since I'm fifth?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly how it works. It goes ahead. So that's the order. Someone has done drafts before, I see. Okay. All right.
I haven't.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you want to put me in third, I'm not going to stop you.
Okay, okay, okay. Three, Alex. Okay. Four, CC.
Yeah.
And then five,
Fran.
Fran. I almost put six, but there's no six.
Six, Paul's
Fran.
Right.
Are you playing?
Aren't you?
I can't. I have to moderate this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. Although I will participate in the conversations, though. All right, here we go. All right, and hold on. That should be a ticker that should be going up.
Honestly, I don't really have that much to back.
Hold on. Where's scroll? Oh, here we go. All right. There we go. All right, there. Nope, that's the wrong one here.
Wait, before we begin, are we doing only superheroes? Are we including
characters from Harry Potter?
Or are we doing like Harry Potter, Star Wars?
You said anything like
heroes and villains?
Yes. Here's the draft order for everybody who's following along at home right now. Okay, Jude, Monty, Alex, Cece, and Fran. Okay, so picking first with the first pick in the first annual Inside the 18 Goalkeeper Podcast Superhero Goalkeeper Draft. Jude selects.
You know, this could be a risky one, but I want a good, strong leader as my captain for my team. So there's no better captain than Captain America.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Dang
I'm
it.
Not even kidding.
Captain America. So I'm assuming that you're referring to the Steve Rogers Captain America.
No, the Chris Evans Captain America.
Yeah, Steve Rogers, Chris Evans, that's Captain America. The one risk with him is if he does get tested for drugs, ooh, that's a yikes right there.
That's a great point right there. That's a great point because obviously if these goalkeepers are participating in any FIFA events, they will be tested or NCAA events. So everyone good? Everyone good with that? Everyone good
I'm
with
okay
that
okay
pick?
With that. I mean, I'm mad she took my first pick.
Okay.
We're not, obviously, she took my first
fine.
Pick too. So.
All right.
Well, you know what? I'm number one.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we're going to have to update this. Okay. So we're going to have to update this here. Can someone do this? Maybe Jude, maybe you can do this. Maybe you can come in here and edit this. How do we do this here? Oh, I'll have to hide that. And then you'll have to go this and just put your player right there and then put it back in the ticker. Okay. So let's go to the second pick with the second pick in the Inside the 18 Goalkeeper Superhero Draft. All right. Monty selects.
Again, this may be risky because if the other team has Kryptonite, I am kind of screwed, but I'm going to go with Krypton Man himself, Superman.
Superman.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. And why are you choosing Superman?
He's the strongest, best superhero, I think, in my opinion. So I need a good leader. He's a leader of the, what's it called? The DC squad.
Yeah. The DC squad.
Is it called that?
Justice League.
He's leader of the Justice League.
Hold on. Do we have an imposter in this group right here?
That is the Justice League.
Oh boy!
DC movies mid, Marvel.
Oh my!
I agree in that.
Guys.
But are you? Can you tell me? Tell me a superhero that's better than Superman.
I feel like this is like a 21 Jump Street type situation.
Oh, I love that.
Like you're actually undercover. You're not actually a staff assistant. This is like a. Saying
that's
like,
staff right there, bro.
That's staff. Staff.
No, I was
like
I looked 28 yesterday by my youth group.
What?
Yeah, by Bo.
Unbelievable.
Bo, if you're watching.
Okay. Unbelievable.
It's questionable.
Okay. Hold on. No, it was Superman.
Superman.
It was Superman. Oh, Superman that was man. Chosen.
It's one word.
Oh,
it
gosh.
Is one word. Imposter.
One word. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, Alex. You ready? With your third pick, who do you select?
So I'm not sure if this will be taken. I really hope it is. But as my starting goalkeeper, I want a leader. I want someone who's empowering, who makes the right decisions for the good of my squad. And that pick will be the one, the only Optimus Prime.
That's good.
Okay. Oh, that's a bold pick.
That's crazy.
That is a bold pick. I did not see that coming in the first round.
Car form or monster? Not monster form. Robot.
Monster.
I said robot.
Undercover boss. Okay. Okay.
Do you want me to further explain that?
Further explain? Now, also, objections. Are there objections from the panel?
Can I ask it? He has one of the most powerful speeches ever.
Exactly.
In the first movie.
Absolutely. That
ever.
First movie.
And every
ridiculous.
And every we are watching. Like, no, you know, no, no, at the no. end
the
of
first
the
first movie, I'm inspired.
Are you talking about the, animated, the animated one?
With the, or, are you talking about the show?
Not. Yeah, the very first one. Okay. The movie. The movie.
Yeah. The one with Shia LaBeouf.
We are waiting.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You have it all memorized?
Think about it. Think about it.
You have it memorized?
No, I'm serious. See where I'm coming from.
I do.
Your starting goalkeeper needs to be someone who can take charge of a situation, manage a team, and be empowering at the same time.
My only question is, does AI count? Are you allowed to use AI? Yeah.
No, I don't think he is AI, though. I wouldn't
call
him. He's a robot.
He's a robot.
Cybertron.
He's a sentient robot. That's artificial intelligence.
But
though.
He's from Cybertron. That's what it is.
That's right. That's an organic being on Cybertron.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So that's why I don't, I mean.
Okay. Okay. So I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay.
That is, oh my God.
That is not how you spell
imposter.
Optimus Prime. Unbelievable.
Imposter, Jude.
That is not how you spell
not,
Optimus Prime.
Guys, let's in the comments.
Okay. All right. Fourth pick. All right. Cece, what do you got?
Okay. My first pick is going to be very, very controversial, like genuinely. I'm honestly, it does kind of break my heart to say this as my starter, but I do want her as my starter. And she's a powerful female. She's a part of the Marvel universe as well.
I know where you're going.
I hope you're Captain not Marvel is crazy and she's amazing. Oh. So reel it in.
You're
but
going
actually,
Carol?
I'm choosing Wanda.
No!
Oh. That is a good
leader, though. Is she a leader, though?
She.
I don't know if I. She. That raises. She. All time out. Let's. That raises some questions.
That's
why
that
I said.
That raises some questions.
That's why I said.
Exactly.
It's a little bit controversial because she is very individualized and she's not so much.
It's more
but,
for me.
But she's
me.
Powerful. She's strong. She's confident in herself.
She
no, she is not.
People. Did
she
you
can
not
manipulate
give her,
people?
Did you not see
she can
her at the
freeze,
end of
she
Dr.
can just freeze
Strange.
Everyone
she
on the field.
Back.
Did, okay,
she's
didn't you hear? Did
person,
you hear
she's going
yesterday?
To end up being the most powerful in Marvel.
I mean, I have no problem. She Wanda, I think, is a, what you would call a gray character, where she has some light, and she has some dark to her. And
absolutely.
I have no problem choosing a villain or a hero. It's anyone that's going to get the job done.
Alex, why you're ruining the banner?
I agree. She's going to get the job done.
Unbelievable.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm glad. I'm glad Franz got my back here.
I do. I was about to pick her over Spider-Man.
Okay.
Which version of Spider-Man, though?
Miguel O'Hara.
By the way, if anybody's got issues with this in the comment section, Jude, you want to check the comment section and see if anybody's got issues with this right now?
People just agree that Marvel's the best. Okay. That's it.
No!
Okay. All right. Okay, Fran, you're bringing up the rear. Okay, well, you've literally been talking about it all.
But literally,
all 20,
which one?
Yes,
which one?
Which Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, or Andrew Garfield.
I thought this was against the rules, though. That it was just overall.
I'm just curious. Or are you talking about the animated Miles?
Oh, no.
Miles counts as a different person.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Which one?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about him.
Yeah. It'd be like if you said Captain America and you said Sam. Like, that's a different,
different
Captain America. Yeah.
We all know why we wouldn't.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know why.
Okay. Okay.
Does not know why.
All right, Fran, you get all right.
Aiden doesn't know why.
Okay, I would go Andrew Garfield based off of looks, yep. but do I have to pick which one or just say Spider-Man?
I was just curious.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, but the most recent movie is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
It's so good.
So yeah, they're all in it. So I'm gonna go with the most recent movie and not select a person. So Spider-Man.
Just gonna go Spider-Man.
I can't. I genuinely can't pick between Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire because I love them both so much.
Okay.
All
right.
Tobey Maguire's a classic though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. So that is that. And so that is your first round right there, guys. Captain America, Superman, Optimus Prime, and we never put CC's Wanda. So here's my only thing about Wanda. It's like having Emmy Martinez as your goalkeeper. Like, you don't know what's going to happen right there. You should put the names. Unbelievable. All right. Someone else is going
to
do this.
I get to pick again.
All right.
Everyone, I get to pick again.
Okay, so let's go to the second round now. Let's go to the second round. And in the second round, Fran, who is your first pick?
Okay, well, I'm really mad that I didn't get Spider-Man and Wanda. Fine. I was honestly going to pick Wanda before Spider-Man because I knew I got two picks in a row and I wanted to pick a female before
Remember,
a male.
This is your backup. So they have to have backup quality.
This is my backup. Yeah. So I'm going to based off, I'm going to pick a woman, but based off of how much I love Harry Potter and I'm a Gryffindor, I'm going to pick Hermione. If you disagree with that, go get a wand.
Why was I literally going there?
Okay, and then yeah, and then you just
Why are we the same person?
You took Wanda though, yeah. So, yeah, so props to you.
Okay.
But you know, okay. Now at least yeah. For the voters, I have Spider-Man fans and Harry Potter.
Okay. So Hermione, the first Harry Potter mention outside of earlier on when people were like, can we choose Harry Potter? And of course you can choose Harry Potter. Here's the that's a bold
that's
choice.
I can't see it.
Fran, how does Hermione work in a unit with Spider-Man in regards to are they going to be a good training partners? Like what? Because that's what you want out of a backup.
Well, they both seem like people I would like.
Okay.
So I'd be their head coach.
Okay.
And honestly, I think I'm more like Hermione. So it would be I was a backup a lot of my life.
Yeah.
At Florida. Okay. So I really feel like, I don't know, she just never gives up. And
she never surrenders.
She never surrenders. She fights the men, so she'd be willing to put up a good fight.
Nobody got my galaxy.
So they both be.
Did anyone get my Galaxy Quest reference right there?
No.
What?
I think that's too far in the nerd.
Galaxy Quest is that's a cult favorite. Okay. All right. So now going in the opposite order now here. All right, so who did we have next? Who is next?
Here we go, Cece.
All right, Cece.
So my next pick, I've been leaning towards him, but I'm not honestly 100% sold, but everything in my gut is telling me to pick him, so I'm going to. And this man's name is The Flash.
Dang.
Ooh, problematic pick. Problematic pick.
Now, it is again controversial, but in a different reason than Wanda is. Controversial in the way that
Cece has a psychiatric ward at her facility.
Controversial Cece.
Yeah, like honestly though, it is I'm sorry, I apologize for that. But like we don't even have to really explain it. Like I mean, it's Flash. He can go backwards in time if he gets scored on and fix it.
That's actually a good point. Now, my only concern about that is from a speed standpoint. This is a discussion that I had with some young goalkeepers yesterday in regards to you want to move at the speed of the game. You don't want to move faster than the speed of the game. Can they slow themselves down?
But like genuinely, if he catches the ball, he just puts it at his feet and goes and scores.
What yeah. Oh my God, Stan Anderson has figured out how to get online.
Yeah, Stan!
What's up, Stan? Yeah. What's up?
What's up, Stan Anderson? Stan Anderson, who would you pick in your extended universe? Let's see. All right. Who's next? Is it Monty?
I think so.
All right. Who's your second? Oh, it's Alex. Okay. Alex, who's your backup?
So my backup goalkeeper is someone who's reserved, quiet, intimidating, and can get the job done.
Okay.
So I will choose Christian Bale as Batman.
Oh. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably my favorite Batman.
Yeah, agreed. The best Batman.
The best Batman. Is The Dark Knight Rises underrated because The Dark Knight is so good?
I think it is. Okay. I recently rewatched all of the Batman movies.
Okay.
And it just gets better every time.
So now here's my only thing in regards to like, you know, Batman for your backup, you know, he's got a lot of other, let's just say, responsibilities outside of the pitch. And would that be concerning to you that if you ever got in a situation where your goalkeeper did get injured and then you had to go rely on Batman, they may be on top of a building?
I feel like him as a character, he is very on top of what he needs. What the CC is my Captain America, Stan. Stan, I'm just Doug. If anyone remembers Camp Shutouts Live from, I think it was 2020, it was me and Annie Welch, and Stan asked us, "Oh, what character would you embody?" And I decided to say, "Oh, the Sleeping Beauty." Right? All right. Okay. Just hear me out.
Then I think my mom was recently actually watching the live and said, "No, you're Doug." And then I
got
called.
Doug the cartoon?
Doug the dog.
From Up. Oh.
Like where he's talking, he goes, squirrel.
I thought you meant the Nickelodeon show.
No, Doug. No, Doug worse. From Up.
She's talking about Doug.
Not Dougie. But yeah, no, I'm Doug the dog from Up.
Okay.
Because I'm all over the place.
This is unbelievable.
Right? I mean,
is Doug eligible in this draft, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Superhero. But going back to the Batman.
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay. So I think that at one point he did run a Wayne Corporation.
Okay.
And he had those responsibilities and made sure those were upkept and had people to help. But I think if he was on my team, he's not always going to be there. You know, not every player may always be there. But I trust him to be there.
As your backup?
As your backup. Like, exactly. I can understand as your starter, but like as your backup. Like,
so Optimus Prime has like leaky oil. So if Optimus Prime has leaky oil, it's you're going to have no one there?
No, he will be there.
Are you worried about ego problems?
See, I'm not too worried about ego problems because he's got his own. He's not that bad. I mean, every.
I feel like someone says, I'm Batman. Like he's pretty
I'm Batman. Yeah, I mean, I am Batman.
See, like, Elijah was saying Batman would have been his first choice.
But I you know, I'm confident in my decision. I trust him. I think he's a solid dude. He's motivational. He could get the job done. So if Optimus quits for whatever reason, Batman's going to be there. He won't, but Batman's going to be there.
Optimus Prime has a flat tire. Okay. Interesting choices here. All right. So who's next? Oh yeah, I fix it.
Yeah.
Oh, here. So we'll get out of here.
Slay queen. I like you, Elijah.
All right. Who's next? Is it Monty?
Yes, sir.
All right.
As a backup, you have to be, first of all, obviously not a good leader, but a good lock, a good leader, another good leader, but also a good locker room teammate. Right, someone that has experience.
That's fair.
Can share wisdom. Right,
J Hatch 10 says Taylor Swift.
A lot of backups nowadays are a little older. So I'm gonna go with the one himself, General Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That is a solid. I love that.
That is a really good backup.
No one hates General Kenobi. Everyone likes
except
him.
Darth Maul.
What I like about
is anybody going to pick Darth Maul now?
What I like about that is you're going the
Are
direction.
Are you going to pick Darth Maul because we might have an issue here right now?
I don't think I can have those two on the team together.
Can you go?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, that's another question. Are villains eligible?
Absolutely.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Villains are eligible. Yeah, absolutely.
Wait. Okay. What are we picking after a backup?
CC's entire team is villains.
Developmental.
Oh, so we're
what's next after backup?
Developmental
and then academy.
And then academy. Yeah. So hold on. So. Monty, one thing I like about your choice there is that you're going with somebody who's been there before.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't have the speed anymore like they used to.
Oh, he has the force. Oh, he's agile.
See, okay. But yeah. I feel like.
But you want a veteran. I think a 38-year-old veteran goalkeeper.
Can you imagine Superman having a General Obi-Wan Kenobi as the backup?
But can I ask why? Personally, yep, I think I would go Obi-Wan over Superman. Can I ask why you decided not to do that?
Yeah. I did, actually. Those are my top two picks. Superman is the young, just like star of the show.
Okay.
I actually did have a huge signing for him. Okay. The money on Superman is ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You were able to outbid the Saudis?
The Saudis were out. It's not public, actually. But no, Superman.
By the way, Al Halal just put in a bid for Superman after you said that right there. So that just happened.
He's already signed. No, he's obviously can fly. He has laser beams. And then he's X-ray vision too.
Okay.
I don't really know what that's going to help me with. But he can fly and he's fast and he's strong as crap.
Okay.
And then having General Kenobi behind him, he can maybe bring down his ego a little bit and help him through his struggles.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So some mental health stuff going on here. I'd like.
You know, I respect. I respect it.
Has kryptonite.
Well, there we go. All right.
I am ordering mass amounts of kryptonite as we speak.
All right. So wait, who's next? Oh, Jude. That's right. All right, Jude.
What do you got? So
This one, it's fandom set. I think this one might come for discussion. I want someone that is a very star athlete.
Is a very star. He
does
it. Is a very star, guys. Is a very star.
He
is a star.
Communications major?
Not at all. English, no. Communications, no. We're learning that today here. Soccer is not his number one sport, but I think that he will be a great impact. I think that he is.
Are you still thinking?
Are you speaking?
Soccer's not his sport
guys,
for her
guys,
number two.
Jude, if I'm correct, you told me that you had all of this mapped out. And you wanted
pull
to beat
up.
Me
pull
because
up.
I was talking a lot, apparently. So where's
okay.
the point?
This one is out of left field. This one was not on my draft board. This was a last minute decision.
Oh, okay.
He's a star on the track. The racetrack, to be exact. My Shot. Second round pick is Lightning McQueen.
What? No, that is not allowed. No, no, no.
That's a fandom.
I did not know that
That's
was
a fandom.
No.
That's a fandom.
That's,
yeah. And we have fandom. Uproar. And we have uproar.
We have a lot going on right here.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, debate.
We never said it wasn't.
Favorite movie, and I would have picked him. That's my debate.
Well, that's your own fault for not trying.
That's on you.
Hold on.
Girl, reel it in.
Eligible? Yes.
Yes.
Panel eligible.
I think eligible.
Eligible?
Pixar's a fandom. What you on about?
It. Yeah, I mean,
I'm a Disney adult.
You have Disney adults.
I am a Disney adult. Proud. I love it.
She has an Avengers necklace.
I never would
have. Guys, I have an Avengers necklace. If you see me around camp, shout out and want to see it, just pull me aside. I'll happily show it.
So, so you're saying Disney's eligible? Pixar's eligible? Oh my God!
I'm
okay.
picking the mouse. No. I'm gonna pick the mouse. No one messes with
Mickey
the mouse. Yeah.
The mouse has big ears. By the way, did you guys know? Oh no! Actually, I'm not gonna say
this.
I can
do a mean Mickey Mouse impression. Actually,
can you really?
Yeah. You
can you do it right now? Please do this right now.
Oh boy! Hiya, pal.
It's so good.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Oh boy! Wow. Oh boy! Oh, I love doing this podcast. I'm having so much fun today.
That sounds like I feel like that sounds like a young goalkeeper at camp right now. I feel like
there's only
goalkeeper that sounds like that. All right, okay.
I'm so flustered.
Okay,
I had one yesterday.
You knew I was gonna be flustered.
All right, third round.
Did I tell you Cars my favorite? I told you I love that movie.
Third round.
It's my sister's.
Third round. Going to developmental.
Who was born first? That's who's favorite.
Fran gets. Wait, no, hold on. Oh yeah, you start. Jude, you start. Yeah, that's right. All right.
I don't know if I can follow up Lightning McQueen, but, you know.
Wait, no, I thought that it's still drafted.
Wait.
Can you follow
can
it with
we
another?
Describe developmental.
Yeah, can we describe developmental?
Okay, so we're going to describe developmental because that is fair. So developmental essentially means this goalkeeper is not quite ready to be playing for the first team. This is a reserve goalkeeper. Probably you're looking at a U23. I would be assuming
so
that you're looking at
the ranks.
Or college, you'd probably be looking at a red shirt. If you're looking at it from a college standpoint, you're probably looking at a red shirt. So probably a lot of potential, but not quite young enough to be considered an academy player. So, you know, they're actually in the pro game now. So who would you go, Jude?
You know, now with that definition, I'm swerving. It's not on my draft board. We talked about him earlier. You said that.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
You said that we drafted my developmental player is Miles Morales.
Oh.
Hold on.
You can't
now,
say that, Spider-Man.
Now,
No,
I would consider Miles Morales a different person than Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Okay.
Like Miguel O'Hara is not, they have different backstories. If we're going to go into comics, they all have different backstories.
That's true.
Mason Benjamin, you've just tuned in. You said the Flash would catch everything. The Flash is too fast to catch anything.
No, but everything.
Handling.
Hi, Mason.
Would go right through the hands.
You choose the phase when you want to.
Unbelievable.
Okay, well, that's why he's the second anyway.
So. Pixar okay. Heroes. Let me look mine up.
Oh, you're looking up Pixar Heroes?
No, because I know that they are now eligible.
Okay, who's next in developmental?
Wait, who did?
Oh, yeah.
What was picked? What was just picked? Okay.
Miles Morales. Okay. Aiden's up.
All right, this character is definitely developing his skills rapidly. He actually has a Fox, I believe, within him. And I'm going with Naruto, if you watch anime.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe that maybe not be that's, popular.
That's a pretty deep cut. For
yeah, I know.
I'm so not very the, much the viewers, into anime.
I'm not an anime person, yeah.
This guy is like...
Okay, well, Aiden, show us how he does
oh,
it.
Oh, that guy? That's yeah, okay.
That. Wait, can you do that again for the camera? Straight onto the camera.
Can you just run past the camera? Yeah, just... yeah. Oh, wait. Watch the cord. Watch the cord. Watch the cord.
When he was talking about Fox, I thought for a second he was going to go like Sonic. Oh, video game characters are eligible, right? Video game characters are eligible?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, that would be the best developmental goalkeeper if within this draft because he's a boss. Yeah, kind of a deep cut for a lot of people.
Some people have never used a laptop before. Okay. And then you get, All right, and then you went, what, Naruto?
Naruto.
Nobu, the sushi restaurant?
Oh, Nobu's so good.
Nobu is
Wasabi.
Good. Nobu is good.
Wasabi.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right, Alex.
Okay. So.
That's why she's pick number five.
So what I'm, my third pick is someone who.
I like how Fran has a war room going on right
now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so stupid.
Can I take back my pick? No.
No. Why?
He wanted to take back his pick, guys.
Oh my god!
All right, guys.
Oh my god.
So, the my third pick is going to be someone through movies has showed progression of his own character from going pretty selfish to kind of caring more about people. And this might be a hot take, but I'm going to go with Jack Sparrow.
Oh,
that's such a good pick.
As a developmental,
he showed a lot of promise. He really cared. Exactly. He's agile. We saw when he was fighting. I can't.
But what
remember.
About his drinking problems?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's just water. It's
now. See now. Cece, you know how a project works, right? Like
exactly.
They got some problems. They got some problems.
It's a work in progress. You know,
maybe can't handle crosses because of
seeing double
issue. But
seeing double.
All right. So Jack Sparrow. Developmental. All right, Cece.
Yeah, so I'm putting another woman on my staff here. I've got a lot of powerful women, and apparently I'm a really good big fan of like weird powers, not like you know, just like magic of some nature. So this female in my developmental is going to be Elsa.
Wow.
Oh.
Why? Can you please?
Yes. Yeah. She so let's think Frozen 1 and Frozen 2. Right?
Yeah.
Massive development of character just from the beginning of Frozen to end of Frozen.
Are you saying
one,
like
right?
from being cold-hearted to being
to
a warm,
to
caring
to being a
person?
Good person, right?
All right.
So then,
so you're saying they're all they're in the
so
right trajectory. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's Disney.
Okay. Cool.
So then,
don't mess with the mouse, man.
Oh, bully.
Oh,
my
that
voice
was
cracked.
Good. That was pretty
my
good.
My voice cracked.
That was
not good.
That again.
That was not good. I'm not going to do it again.
Oh, boy. Never
and then,
do that again, Cece.
Then you go to Frozen 2, and then she goes from being a good person to an awesome, like, individual
she's
who knows
element,
how to, like,
right?
control
oh,
stuff and knows how to lead and knows how to, like, use her powers for, like, crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because she's, like, running the whole forest. So I'm going to just say she's perfect.
Okay.
I mean, I have no objections as of right now.
I'm not going to lie. There's some picks here that I didn't see coming at all. Some people have seriously done some work last night on their draft boards, very looking into the lower divisions and the European leagues to find some talent. That's what's going on right here. All right, who's next? Is it Fran?
Has someone checked the comments recently?
No.
Yeah, Elijah just said Sonic would be his
developmental. Interesting choice.
Get those peach rings, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the gold coins.
I would have more of an affinity for Tails to be a developmental.
I liked Shadow. I was a Shadow girl growing up.
All right.
Okay. All right.
And scene. Okay.
I think I'm going with
that. No comment. Everyone just said, all right, then. Move on. Big gulps, huh? All right.
I need a second.
One.
Fran, you said you had your board picked up.
You have two picks coming.
I just have been thinking the whole time about how I could have had Lightning McQueen.
Just pick Mater.
You are on the clock.
Because I don't like know enough about it.
practice all the time. So he'll definitely develop into a good one.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with Moana.
Moana.
Moana. Someone, the princess. You said who?
You said Moana.
No, I said Moana.
Someone just got canceled right now on the air.
Because, you know, she's in kind of a new princess, right?
Okay.
Yeah, she's kind. Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's a princess. She reminds me of my sister. It's my sister's birthday.
What did Mason say?
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh,
it's my sister's 21st birthday.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday to you.
Her name's Gianna.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gianna. Happy birthday to you. Yay!
Don't be mad at me that I didn't pick Wando, but I could.
Oh my God. That's your old.
Okay, we're going with Moana.
Right. Love it. Okay.
By the way, Mevo just said clipped audio will be edited.
Oh no, Moana.
Oh my God. The AI.
Yes.
The AI is speaking.
Yeah, you did.
All right. We're going into. So, are we already in the fourth round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but before we go to the fourth round, Mason said his would be Baymax, his developmental.
Mason, can you give me an explanation as to why? Yeah. I'm confused on that one.
Yeah, and if you don't do it right away, we'll get to it during the direction. So guys, hopefully you're enjoying this right now. Again, like I said, we're going to be putting these polls up on the Union and on socials, and you guys are going to be able to vote on it. The team with the top vote gets the contract, gets the NIL or the cash. If it's somebody, probably not somebody that's still not playing, but no. It's totally kidding. I'm completely unbiased. All right, let's move on to the academy right now.
Is this the last pick?
This is your last pick, and then we'll review the teams, and then we'll get feedback from the comment from the board, from the panel.
I don't care what the academy definition is in picking this person.
hold on, real quick. Badged. Under 18 academy, correct? Yeah. Under 18.
Right. Wait, what?
They have to be under 18.
They have to be young. Oh, well, I can't pick him then.
What did you think Academy meant?
Okay, I was going to pick Doctor Strange.
Oh. He's like 50
but
years
he's
old.
Oh, yeah,
No. Can I say something?
Okay.
He did go through an academy.
Okay.
At the temple.
Oh.
True. Didn't even think of that.
Is that really fair though that she was like a sorcerer supreme?
No, I don't. I don't think that's at all. I'm just ineligible. I'm just throwing it. I'm just
okay,
throwing
if I have
it
to pick
there.
A baby.
Please say Boss Baby.
Oh, Jack. Oh, I love Jack. Jack is so That's good. No, oh, I can't do it, though, because you said it.
I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't want that.
Okay, I'm going to go with something that I feel like people might not know about. It was one of my favorite movies when I was younger. And since we're doing Pixar, he is super powerful. He was a puppy at a time. All he's got to do is stomp his foot like that. We're gonna go with Bolt.
Yes.
And I guess I
got Bolt.
Hold on, let me clarify something. We have to. It can't just be human years. So how old was Bolt?
Bolt was a puppy.
Was a puppy. Okay. I have not seen Bolt. I know who Bolt is, but I haven't seen Bolt.
It was a good movie. Struck by lightning as a puppy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he goes through the struggles of finding out that he was on a
hamster. What's the hamster's name? Do we remember the hamster's name? You know the hamster with the ball that is in the window?
Yeah.
Now I'm remembering what movie this is. I never saw it, but I know what you're referring to. You're referring to here.
Another one of my sisters.
Bowls is just making me think of Shazam, but.
Oh, Shazam was a good movie.
Shazam would have been a good pick, but nobody went that dark.
Flash.
Okay.
Technically, it could be your U18. Shazam could be your U18. True.
Yes. Shazam could be your U18.
So if you want it, go for it.
Yeah.
I have
my
own pick.
Okay, so I don't want to give too many ideas away here. So, okay, so who's next?
I'm next, and I had a pick, and genuinely a lot it came out of my head while we were talking about that. So I'm a little bit scared about what I'm going to say right now.
Now, to be fair, there's a lot less options when you're talking about Academy than there are.
Yeah, and no, I literally had something in my head, and I'm upset because it was so perfect. I remember. Okay, you have to think about this. From the standpoint of movies 1 through 7 and books.
Okay.
Okay.
1 through 7. Okay.
I'm getting worried.
He is under 18 in all of them. And it is Neville Longbottom.
Why?
If you didn't hear that, she just went, I why?
Mean, I mean, come on. He's awesome. He has a fantastic character development, and he's still growing, right? This is our academy.
That's true.
He's still learning. Point. He's still growing.
You know,
in
the movie, the sword did come to him.
Yes. That was what I was about to say. He got the Gryffindor sword.
That's true.
He is so smart. He knows his way around plants. He knows
was
his way around
was
that
he
kind
a
of
Gryffindor?
Stuff. Yes, he was a Gryffindor.
I didn't
come on. He was roommates with Harry.
I'm a Slytherin.
I'm also
We've
Gryffindor.
Only picked Gryffindor on this podcast so far.
That's because we're both Gryffindors.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Slytherins don't really fit my team.
You know.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that's my pick.
Anything? Any comments? What's going on in the comments?
Said he would pick Baymax because of the karate skills.
Fair enough, man. Okay. I support
it's
it.
It's a good choice. Martial arts is great. Is a great cross-training activity for young goalkeepers, by the way. I think it's really, really solid.
It is a good life skill for any.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. The discipline.
Yeah, we had to do that at Florida.
Did you really? Wait, you had to
do like multiple self-defense classes. Yeah, that's it. Becky made us do that stuff. It was great, though.
Why didn't you bring this up on your podcast yesterday?
Oh, sorry. You didn't ask.
You think I was going to ask? It's like, so you guys did martial arts during at Florida, right?
We did, like, changing tires, and we had
that was not on your Wikipedia. That was not on your Wikipedia.
We wouldn't practice, and we would just do like real world stuff on Wednesdays.
Real world.
That's so smart.
All right, yes. That's
actually
good. All right.
Kind of cool.
That's very cool. Like, that's very cool. All right, who's next?
That would be me.
Okay.
So my developmental goalkeeper.
This is academy.
Academy.
You already chose your development.
It's been a long day. I told you 2 hours of sleep.
2 hours of sleep.
Yeah. So my academy goalkeeper is someone who is very prevalent in the Clone Wars series and is a Padawan under one of the greatest Jedi of all time. Therefore, my pick is Ahsoka Tano.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's getting really into, like, not many people know about her, but she's actually bad. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear.
People do.
Am I not allowed to swear?
No, I mean,
okay,
it's
bad. Cool. Yeah. Bad. Cool.
Were you going to say badass? You can say that.
Oh yeah. She's badass, guys. Yeah. And she's my favorite.
It's 2023. That is not a swear.
Oh, okay. Definitely well, not she's badass. And she is my favorite Star Wars character ever.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Add her. Okay.
Kids, don't say that.
Okay. Sorry. My
courtroom.
My bad. My bad. I don't know what. I don't know what works anymore. Yeah.
I don't know what works. It's 2023. You can say that.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Ahsoka Tano.
All right, guys. I've just been fired from Camp Shutout. So great seeing you all here. Enjoy the rest of the time here.
This is the first and only superhero.
Yeah. Podcast here. Okay.
This is the first and last.
Yeah. Exactly. Great choice. In my opinion, I think that's a really good choice. I think people are starting to become more familiar. Obviously, there's a series coming out.
Yeah, the series. Comes in August, yeah. I think, actually.
And I would say probably a lot of young goalkeepers out there probably have watched the animated series, especially as young players growing up.
Especially
so they would be a little more familiar.
If you've seen, what's the one with the Phoenix, the group squad, Phoenix Squadron?
Oh, Death Squad.
No.
Not Death Squad.
She was not in the Bad Batch, but she was in the one with Hera Syndulla. Oh my gosh, what was
Rebels?
It? Yes.
Yes, Rebels.
She's in
Rebels
for
Rebels.
A little bit.
Yeah.
She is pretty cool in that one, guys. I would highly suggest you look into Ahsoka Tano.
All right. Thoughts in the comments, guys, on Ahsoka. If you guys are excited for the show, we would like to know. All right. Moving on. Who's next?
It's me.
All right.
All right. This might be another deep cut. Hopefully it's not.
This is another anime choice.
Hopefully it's not.
Graphic novels?
This was one of my favorite. This is my favorite TV show growing up, without a doubt. He is a young, I guess you could say, superhero from a different universe. He learns very quick. There are three series. Seasons. There we go. Seasons. There we go. Thank you.
Well, if you're in the UK, it's series. Yeah, if it's a series. They say it's series over there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's kind of like books over there. Huh. Yeah.
Oh, there are three books actually with the two. He controls air. Earth.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, Mr. Aang.
Mr. Aang, everybody. That's a great choice.
Yeah. He is 12.
That's a great choice.
He is working through the ranks.
Are we counting the 112?
I hope.
Oh,
I was hoping you guys would look past the frozen ice. He wakes up as a 12-year-old.
Because that's the thing. Like, let's say you were turned.
He didn't know. He didn't know the Fire Nation took away.
Was like, and you're like 1,000 years old, but you're 13. Like, does that count? Like,
but he woke up, not even knowing the Fire Nation took over. Yeah, and like you see, and you're already seeing the development.
So. Panel, cool with it?
I'm all right with it.
There hasn't been an objection so far. I've noticed that.
I objected, Lightning McQueen.
Oh, that's right.
Because you wanted him. More.
Oh, okay. All right, who's next? Who's next? Is this the last pick?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I think this one might cause controversy.
Oh, am I going to get mad again? Long-winded response, guys.
This one can be up for debate, but I do have a backup just in case.
Okay.
Simba.
No.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, though? No?
What do you mean, no?
If she can pick Lightning McQueen, she can pick Simba.
I
love Simba.
I don't get it.
You don't get it.
I say no personally. Not like, no, you can't have him on your team. But like, I just don't.
I would say from a size standpoint, that might be a quest. That might be an issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. Like, why?
And I'll. It's like, what exactly?
I don't mean like, no, you can't pick them.
Excuse me, I have the floor.
Simba, mic drop.
This is why I choose Simba.
All right.
He had. I'm going to use Make a big word case. Here. A tumultuous.
Wow.
Traumatic experience.
Tumult.
I can't talk about
it. Tumultuous.
Yes.
There we go.
he witnessed his father dying.
Because of his uncle.
From his uncle. So he has very much family issues.
I can't say.
But he grows and he matures.
I think he's cool.
Excuse me. Again, I have the floor.
I just hate Scar.
We need the candy cane talking stick.
I think he will develop. It's going to take some time.
That'll take a couple months.
Yeah.
There is a Lion King, too, that shows his.
There is.
And yeah. He is a lion. He has that natural maturity. I think he will be I think he will be a great follow-up to replace Steve Rogers. He passes
years.
Yeah, well, in years. It's going to take some time. But I think Simba is quality at best. And he just has the morals, and he just has.
What are the comments saying?
But he ain't bold. I honestly really need to know what the comments are saying here.
They're not saying anything about this, sadly. I don't know.
I have a question. What was the other option? Even though you locked, you have to agree that you locked this.
Yeah,
in.
No, I already typed that in.
Simba I locked it in. Morgan Stark, Tony Stark's daughter.
Okay.
Man. Oh, but you don't know what the great answer.
Isn't she supposed to be Ironheart? If I'm correct.
Yes.
She is. Because father's great. Just haven't seen enough.
Yeah,
she was. Yeah, I would have. I love you 3,000.
Not enough film.
Yeah, not enough.
I thought of another one, and I'm really, really sad that I didn't use it as my Academy 11.
Oh, brilliant!
I'm actually devastated. If I would have had Wanda and 11, don't even get me started.
Oh.
Don't even get me started. I'm pissed.
Groaning. Oh, we've all messed up.
I feel like CC is starting a school for gifted children. Like the way that's going.
Hey, I got the strong female.
Hold on. If CC had been in your academy, I'm not sorry. If Wanda had been in your academy, CC, things might have been different.
That's true. That's
things
true,
might have been,
true,
been different.
She wasn't under Hydra.
No, she wasn't under Hydra.
She wasn't with Hydra. Well, maybe she
yeah, exactly.
You know.
No German influence.
All right. So before we wrap everything up right here, obviously this is going to be the order right here. If anybody wants to check it out, it's literally in the ticker right here, or it's in the comment section. I think it's being put up there. We'll do it really quickly off of the ticker so everyone can see. We'll get it off ticker real quick. So that's why can I do that, but I can't do. All right. Anyway, that's the order right there, everybody. Honorable mentions. Are there any other? I mean, 11, fantastic one. So honorable mention
for Academy. I was thinking about Boss Baby.
I have never seen the movie. I can't speak to it.
Fandom though, like let's be honest.
That's not a fandom.
Not Disney.
Lightning McQueen.
That's
Simba.
Not Disney. That's not Disney.
Those are like those are classics.
That's not Pixar.
Well, it's something.
All right.
What is it?
It's DreamWorks or something.
No, that's not DreamWorks.
Oh, that's
a big one. I get that all over my TikTok.
That's a big one.
I was thinking for one of them. I kind of casually mentioned it. I was going to pick Darth Maul for my developmental, because you know we kind of made a full circle arc, but I thought it would have been a bad choice, so I went with.
For my backup, I was also thinking about the genie from Aladdin.
Oh, that's a good one.
Genie from Aladdin. That's a good one. Hold on, there's something in the comments here, right here. This is a
John
Osko who says Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah. Jack.
I was thinking of a Dash from The Incredibles as an Academy prospect.
He's got that speed,
that's
bro.
Solid.
But I feel like
come on,
that's kind of
annoying.
But I feel yeah, facts. He's got ADHD.
He's a middle school boy.
What I want to say something. I've noticed there was no Trek picked whatsoever. Nobody picked Trek.
I'm not a Star Trek girl.
Okay.
I don't really see anything in Star Trek. Like,
except this.
His ears, his
hands. I know Chris Pine's in it.
What I noticed is people went more fantastical world. People went more fantastical worlds than they did with more like for lack of a better term, like Star Trek is probably a more grounded universe. Than Star Wars or Marvel or anything like that. And same thing like The Expanse. Like, I love The Expanse. But I guess there's probably not anybody there that you would want. Maybe Holden. I don't know.
You know who I just thought of? Who? Rocket Raccoon.
I also just thought about him.
But how old is he?
Groot, too.
Academy.
No communication. I am Groot.
Oh, that's true.
I am Groot. Groot? Like what?
Alex, I'm not gonna lie. I've definitely trained goalkeepers who that is their communication. Step. To who? What are you doing?
Step where?
What?
Hawkeye.
Yes,
I was thinking that.
Oh, he's a striker. He's a striker.
Yeah,
Hawkeye's probably a striker. Yeah.
The distribution would be crazy. But he's. I would see more.
You know who? One of the staff last night. What Kitschy said? He said Magneto.
No, I love Magneto. I am such a.
He would have chosen Magneto as his starter. Yeah. And the simple fact is because think about it. This is what he said. He said, and Kitschy, I'm going to put you on blast right here because I'm sure you appreciate this. You said because he can stick a needle inside the ball, and then that way it will automatically he'll be able to get it. So as long as there's metal in the ball, that's kind of a cheat though. That's a very deflate gate type situation.
That's like a Patriots move right there.
Yeah,
deflate gate.
Yeah.
Great locker room guy. Hey, Grid.
Hagrid.
What did you just say?
Hagrid.
Hagrid.
Mohana.
You're all two different people.
What about Hordor? Right. Oh, Hordor would there be communication issue with Hordor too? I was thinking
Dobby. Now I need to say it.
No song of ice and fire choices either.
Oh my god. Jon Snow, what was I thinking?
Okay.
Daenerys.
Who watches Game
you
of Thrones?
You stand
too?
Before
everyone.
Everybody does.
I'm reading the
everyone
books.
Watches, everyone reading watches GO2.
Who likes the ending of Game of Thrones?
I don't like
it. Oh no, it was
no, no nobody does. Nobody likes.
Can we acknowledge the fact that they completely destroyed? Oh my god, King Slayer's storyline.
Yeah, spoil it for me.
Oh, well, I didn't say what happened.
Jaime Lannister.
Yes, Jaime Lannister. They completely butchered his storyline.
They butchered a lot of people's storylines.
And Daenerys.
Also, you ended up with Bran as the king.
Yeah, Bran.
That's BS.
Bran looks like that. Bran literally looks like that one guy who's just always like kind of in the background. Nothing ever happens. Everyone else, something happens to them in their lives. And then all of a sudden that person ends up becoming in a position of power. And they're like, how did that guy happen? It's like, well, everybody else got fired. It's like, okay.
If he wasn't in a wheelchair, I don't think he would have gotten those. Like, if he wasn't paralyzed. Like,
but he needed. But the thing is, he needed to be.
Yeah, I mean for the story to work. Yeah.
So you have no joys, but he's just the three-eyed raven at the end of the day.
That's true.
I don't understand why that makes a good king, but
whatever.
It does show showcase the fact is that people who have different abilities are able to use their other abilities to come to the forefront.
We're still talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I love Game of Thrones.
I absolutely love Game of Thrones. It is the best show.
Okay. I'm actually reading the books right now. Vampire Diaries is so good.
I would have picked Damon any day. Just
I know. I would have picked.
Just so I could.
Oh, so guys, we have to start getting ready to go back out to the fields right here.
Yeah.
But if anybody there, if anybody in the comment section over on the Union or any of the socials and everything, they have ideas for people we should have picked. So please put your honorable mentions out there that we missed. Any fandoms that you felt we missed that we need to focus on. Also, we're going to put the poll up later tonight, I think it is. And then we'll have the voting open for. Is 24 hours enough time, you think?
Yeah.
24 hours.
Oh, CC.
24 hours, and then we will choose our winner. For those young goalkeepers out there who are watching this right now who are currently at camp, please just do not choose your favorite staff assistant.
I'm right here.
I know I'm your favorite, so please choose me.
Be honest.
If I'm your favorite, select me.
Absolutely.
Also, vote for me.
Also,
and if Fran's your favorite, still choose me.
And if there's any staff, yeah, right?
If I'm your favorite, Pixies.
If any of these people here are your favorite, read the names that were chosen and then pick me because mine is the best team. Excuse me.
Just heads up, any senior staff that's watching this right now, if you see any sort of funny business going on tonight, as in, you know, extra scoops of macaroni to certain young goalkeepers.
We're having hot dogs.
Oh, we're having hot dogs. Okay.
Spoiler.
Okay.
Spoiler. Extra ketchup for you. Extra ketchup. No ketchup for you.
Did you vote for me?
So and so gets the good ball.
Yeah.
No.
You get a bun.
Yeah.
I like my hot dogs.
That was only.
I just don't like the relish.
So anyway, it's got to stay fair. It can't be unbiased. So anybody out there, right there, that is the draft. Really hope you guys appreciate it. I think we're going to keep doing stuff like this on the show. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're going to keep doing it on the app and everything. As a lot of you guys know, the app launches next week. Hopefully everybody around the world is going to be very involved. Three amazing founders, a World Cup winner, a former national team men's goalkeeper who I can't announce just yet. So, and me, a lot of founders going on there. A lot of founders involved in this app. We're very excited about it. Keep that community going. Any of these staff assistants that are watching this right now, we are looking for college ambassadors with NIL. So if you're interested, reach out to us, mmadgett@theunionsports.com. If you're watching the show on the podcast, you're a friend of the podcast, contact at insidethe18media.com or @GoalkeeperPodcast. On the Union, if you want to reach out to us about a guest suggestion or topic suggestion. If you want to connect with any of these lovely people after camp ends, where is
I'm so sorry.
It's very exciting. Very exciting. So if anybody here wants to connect with any of these people, goalkeeping related on the Union while their college seasons are going on or after their college seasons, what are your guys' handles on the app? Anybody know?
Mine's Monty Zero, Monty Zero.
Thank you, Steve.
Mine is CVILLA, Cvia.
Mine is Jutski 017. So to spell that is JUDESKI and then 017.
What are we giving?
Mine is Michael Magid. Nobody wants to reach out to me.
Everyone's gonna hate me. My name is Alex LaQuaglia on Instagram. let me spell that out for.
We're not doing Instagram. We're doing it in the Union. Yeah, we're just doing it on the Union.
Oh, mine's LaQuags.
See? Makes it easy.
Yeah, LaQuags.
Yeah. And Fran?
Mine is FFARACI. So F Faraci. But my Instagram is Francesca.Faraci.
Yeah.
If anyone wanted that.
Or you could just find me and I'll let you, and I'll type it in.
You can have a conversation
and type
about
it in.
Taylor Swift.
So the reason we're giving the Union handles is because we want to keep everything goalkeeping related on the Union. So if you want to see Fran dancing, you can go to IG or TikTok for that.
Dancing.
For that dancing. You know, show us your dances. To Taylor Swift.
I think we should have a podcast
on Taylor
about
Swift.
Taylor Swift before we leave the camp because there are a lot of Swifties here.
How is it relevant to goalkeeping?
It isn't. But I think Stan would approve.
You think Stan would approve?
Yeah, and I got 4 points.
Oh my gosh. Oh, look at that. Okay. All right, guys. Let me put that. I'm just going to put this out here right here. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you want to learn how to become a creator on the app and build your own community, guys, just kind of like Camp Shutout is doing right here. And monetization opportunities. If you guys want to make some cash, you can reach out to us, just get on the app and, chat it up. All right. That is all the time on Inside the 18 and we are out. Later, guys. Yeah!
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com. Save big.